everyone. Your designers are here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne from Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice, so let's get started.
I'm really excited to talk about choosing bedding today because I am sort of
too.
In the midst of that.
Love
and
bedding.
Let's face it,
me too.
Sleep is so very important, and we want all of our listeners to get the best night's sleep they possibly can. Sleep is so important to your health and your happiness and your productivity. I know I'm a much better mommy when I've had a good night's sleep.
Absolutely.
And get a lot more done. So bedding is super important, not just for the looks, but you know we're going to talk about the looks too.
Because we all know pretty is important
today.
Too.
That's right. It is.
Before we get into the details of bedding and our thoughts on different types of sheets and duvets and comforters and all that stuff, Yvonne's going to talk to us a little bit about something she has to say about bedding.
You girls know I've had surgery and I haven't been able to walk for 8 weeks, which is just a whole new experience unto itself.
But and you started today, right?
I did start today. And you know, the one thing I was looking forward to, other than standing up on 2 feet, was making my bed.
Yes.
I wish my daughter felt that way.
Bobby, he does many things. He does not make the bed. And he has a whole philosophy on why you shouldn't make the bed, but I don't buy into that.
Oh, is it the airing out thing?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I can't even change my sheet. So I have somebody who comes and helps me, and I look so forward on to Clean Sheet Thursday. You know, it's like, I'm just so excited. And we have a Tempur-Pedic bed, and we got the kind of bed, I feel like an old person saying this, but we got the kind where the head goes up and the feet go up.
Oh, stop.
And I said to Bobby, I know, we just bought it like last year, and we were in the store, and he said,
isn't it like side-by-side hospital beds?
No. I sleep in the middle of the bed. Like, he can sleep on 6 inches, and I sleep like all over top of him. But anyway,
Bobby's on a branch.
Yeah, really. And, you know, he goes to sleep. He lays down, and I can just hear him, like, not snoring, but, like, you know, your breathing changes a little heavier. And I'm thinking, he can't possibly be asleep, you know. So we lay down, and the store, he says, I told him, we are not buying one of those beds. And so we went to the store, and we're laying down. He said, you've got to come and do this. Well, it has a zero gravity position.
Oh,
that
really?
That was it. Oh, I was bought hook, line, and sinker. And I don't care that people say it's an old person's bed. It is the most fabulous thing.
What is a zero gravity?
Yeah, what
position?
Is that?
It raises your head and cradles your back and raises your legs up and then bends at the knee. You're in this very cool position that, you know, you can watch TV or you can read. And I do have a TV in our bedroom. I know that's a big no-no. But anyway, so getting back to this, the one bad thing about having a bed that the feet lift up, and it's actually been really good for my ankle, is that your sheets untuck underneath. And if any of our listeners has a remedy or knows how to fix that, I would so love it, because I get up every morning and, you know, I tuck it back under and make it all pretty and it feels so good. Well, like by the third night, the sheet has untucked and it crawls its way up to my neck, and at night I'm strangling and I've got like the whole length of the whole sheet up around, like I'm wearing it like a giant scarf around my neck at night.
So Yvonne, didn't we just cover duct tape? Hello.
Oh, I know. You know, that's a really good idea. I didn't think of that.
No, it's going to ruin the sheets. Don't.
But you know, so finally, 4 nights in, I just like rip it off the bed and like throw it out of the bed onto the floor. And like, who wants to sleep just with your quilt or your whatever your, you know, I want that real good feeling of a sheet. But yeah, that strangulation feeling. So I love
that feeling when you're sleeping. Yeah.
I love, and that's the that's what I looked forward to the most, other than standing, so I could tuck the bottom of my sheet in.
So this is the fitted sheet that would kind of bounce off? And
no, not the fitted sheet.
I think she means the top sheet.
Your top sheet.
The top sheet did it. Wow.
Yeah, and it would like creep up. It just, I mean, you
what
don't know.
What about some elastic around the bottom that kind of keeps it in place? Would that help?
Well, I don't know, because that even crossed
like
my mind.
Like a big piece of elastic all the way around the bed.
Yeah, I even thought of like using like Velcro, you know, to the underneath side of my bed, and then just putting a strip of Velcro on my sheets and like Velcroing it to the bottom. But yeah,
but won't this be solved now that you can get up and make your own bed every day?
Oh, it,
well,
yes, it will be.
Yes, it will be. Though.
So I actually got up and to be, you know, I thought, oh, they want me to use a walker. I'm thinking, I'm not using this thing. And I got up, but because you haven't walked for 6 weeks, I'm like, my equilibrium was a little off.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't make the bed today, but believe me, I will make it before I get into bed tonight.
Oh, yes.
And so a well-made
bed
is...
tonight, it, you until, can think about your sheets.
Yeah. And, it's strangling you.
Oh, my gosh. Well... if your sheets aren't strangling you, that's a good thing. But the quality of your sheets is important too.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that people know sheets by thread count, and people feel like the higher the thread count, the better the sheet. But mm-hmm. I've learned that that is not necessarily
why
true.
Why don't you, Kelly, why don't you explain what thread count means?
Okay, so thread count is really the fibers per square inch of the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So how many fibers there are. It's the barometer of sort of the smoothness and the durability. So mm-hmm. when you think about if the thread count is super high, like 800,000, something like that, the fibers are thin, really thin.
Yes.
You know, the higher you go. So that really can affect the durability, because if it's so thin, they might not last that long. So really what you want to look for is around 600 is, you know, some people say that's as really as high as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 800. It's
I've
like
never
SPF.
Had an 800 count. I don't even know what they feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you are... I know in SPF, it's like, oh, you know, it was first to be, you know, 10 and 15 and 30. And now mm-hmm. you'll see ones like, you know, 100 or something like that. And I've heard that about SPF, too. Like, it doesn't, after a certain number, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really work any mm-hmm. differently. And I can liken that sort of to the thread count in the sheets. After
mm-hmm.
you're getting like about 600, you might be sacrificing durability, and you're really not getting any more smoothness mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. softness.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Really what you want to focus on is the type of cotton. That's more mm-hmm. significant than the thread count itself.
Well, okay, Kelly, before
does
you
anybody
get into
know what the best cotton
the
is?
The cotton, I'm a fan of between... like four, a little, you know, anywhere around there, at least four. I love that. That's like my sweet spot.
And do either of you know what is the best cotton?
Egyptian.
Yes, 100% Egyptian cotton. Bing, bing,
and
bing.
And why? I knew that, but I don't know. But honestly, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why?
Well, Egyptian cotton has longer fibers, so the longer fibers can continue through the fabric, so they don't poke out. You know, I mean, you're talking about like microscopic
little... That
like
makes a lot of sense.
Right, it's like thinner than a thread, so you're not going to mm-hmm. see it poking out.
So is this something people really notice, or is this just something like a princess and the pea where only certain princess can tell the difference?
Well, I am a princess, and I can tell. So it's hard for me to say, you know, what some of the, you know, the peasants might feel or not. Silly girl. I'm not a princess, and I can tell. I'm so not a princess and so not a diva.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're not, Kelly.
Divas don't have toolboxes, right?
So no, that's true. That was our last episode.
But if they did, they would have a pink toolbox.
Right, and I don't have a big toolbox. So Egyptian, the long fibers, yes, anybody should be able to feel the difference just by running your hand over it, because the fibers are longer, thinner, and it gives it that sumptuous feel, and makes it more long-lasting, because you think if you had a lot of shorter fibers and they stop and start, the fabric's going to have more of you know, an opportunity to come apart or wear away. Mm-hmm. If the fiber mm-hmm. is very long and runs the expanse, the fiber is going to be sturdier and have this really luxurious feel to it.
And so Kelly, that I'm just thinking that mm-hmm. Egyptian, although it's a little bit of an invest, more of an investment, mm-hmm. it would be just that, a good investment, because yes. it's something that will be durable. And also, I mean, there is nothing better than getting in between two beautiful sheets.
Mm-hmm. True. And yes, and you, so you, if you think to yourself, oh my gosh, and you know, you can spend, well, they can charge and do mm-hmm. charge, you know, like $500 for a king size yeah. Egyptian cotton sheet set, mm-hmm. which, you know, a fitted and a top and probably two pillowcases. Now you think that's a lot of money, but if it lasts you mm-hmm. 10 or 15 years, you divide that number by the number of nights you're sleeping on it, and it really isn't, you know, it's probably pennies a night. Again, Anita can do that math for us.
Yes. Our engineer can do that math. And, you know, that's a really good way to look at it, because I look at everything I buy like, I could have gotten a chair for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I could have gotten half a chair for that. I'm always, somehow that's sort of how my mind goes. Like, $500 for sheets. Oh my goodness, I could have gotten a chair.
I know. You know? I so agree.
Well,
and have not done that until really mm-hmm. fairly recently when we were changing over to this house. I did a lot of research about bedding because mm-hmm. I really want to make our bedroom a sanctuary. But let me tell you, it is not getting there. There's still a load of laundry, you know, seems permanently on my bed for folding. If I go up the stairs and my door is shut a little bit more than normal, I know one of my girls is in there because she wanted to, you know, have some private time or get away yeah. from her sister. And like, oh my gosh, this is my sanctuary. So anyway, in my fantasy life, I have a sanctuary bedroom. And I've done all the research, so I'm ready. The day that can happen, I'm ready.
Well, I want to talk about the satin sheets.
Yeah, I have. Oh no, not satin sheets. I have purchased an expensive set of sheets, and it makes a huge difference.
Does it?
So I decided to take. Nice. Yeah, to take.
I have to admit, I have good sheets, mm-hmm. but I don't have a pair of what I would call investment sheets. Mm-hmm. And they would not be lost on me. I would love that.
No, and you deserve it after, you know, all this time with just waiting till Thursday for your bed to be made.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a pair of satin sheets for my daughter's bed that my aunt had bought, and she said, oh, they're not working. So she gave them to us, and we put them on our daughter's bed because they're pink, and, you know, they just go cute in her
pretty.
Room. A twin size. Well, but the problem is what you were saying about the sheets coming loose, they just mm-hmm. slide off.
I don't know if you ever probably would slide
and
out.
And your daughter with it, right?
Yeah, I know. And they're just like, they slide. They're so hard to work with. I mean, I just haven't put them back on the bed. But I will tell you that satin pillowcase is absolutely the thing to do for your hair. I mean, if you don't
you
have
time. You told me that.
You've
got to get those.
Marilyn Monroe
thing? You got to do the satin. Well, my mother-in-law had the satin pillowcase, and, you know, for years I was like, you know, whatever. But she was right. I mean, it does help keep your hair in great shape. So if you don't have time to wash it in the morning, I mean, it's going to look just as fresh in the morning.
It's all about how your hair looks.
It is.
If you don't have a good hair day, sort of everything goes downhill from there. Seriously.
That's why I have a ponytail most of the time.
So, Kelly, what I heard was, or what I read, is that cotton wicks out moisture from your body and from your hair, and the satin doesn't do that. So, and it's
drying. It's hot.
Ew.
And the drying.
Yeah, it's hot.
So the satin doesn't do that, so the moisture stays in your hair, and therefore it kind of just stays, your hair stays the way it was.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay.
But it
right,
works.
Let me tell you the next best
after Egyptian.
Yeah, so Egyptian, and maybe you don't, maybe that price point is not something that mm-hmm. you know you're willing to go for, or maybe you really don't like a really super smooth feel. Maybe you like something that feels a little bit more
tactile,
natural. Right. So then you're going to go with a Pima, P-I-M-A cotton. Mm-hmm. And it's also known as the I think the trademark name is Supima, S-U-P-I-M-A.
Yes, yes.
I've seen that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that
I've actually seen that on clothes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, so that's another really nice kind of cotton. Mm-hmm. Again, with longer fibers than normal, regular cotton. So, you know, you should really look for that. And those are, you know, definitely markedly less than the 100% Egyptian cotton. Mm-hmm. And then there's something, you know, people that you've seen, sateen.
Yes, yes.
Sheets, okay, and they are, you know, sort of satiny, maybe almost look like a polished cotton, mm-hmm. you know, to your eye, but mm-hmm. softer than that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is cotton yarns that are actually woven like a satin fabric would
yes.
be woven.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
the technique of the weaving mm-hmm. that creates that shine and creates the smoothness.
So the
also another nice option.
The sateen is not the supima, is that right?
Right. No, the supima is the pima cotton is also called supima.
Okay.
And then mm-hmm. and that's, you know, kind of a, you know, this the second best, if you will, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. Egyptian cotton. And then I was just explaining the sateen because people have seen that, you might be wondering.
We have those sheets.
What is that?
And they're very nice. The only sheets I don't think you should ever get are sheets that are that have a synthetic fiber in them.
Mm, yes. That's
because
true.
I've done that and they
like
are
those.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't wick well and
they just don't feel right.
No, they do not feel right.
That would that be kind of like that Tencel fabric, Tencel, that is like a rayon type fabric.
Yeah.
I see sheets in that a lot. And that's supposed to be like if you are cold at night, that
exactly.
It kind of,
well, then you know, I am not. I'm hot.
Yeah, I'm hot yeah. all night, so that's mm-hmm. not going to work for me.
You are hot, smoking.
In her neck of the woods, down in Texas, it's hot.
Everybody's
yeah.
hot.
Yeah, yes. We're all hot. That's right.
So what? So, and I just sleep very hot at night. We have a fan going, you know, all night long, 365 days a year. What kind of bedding do you know or sheets work best if you just are hot?
Linen.
That's my favorite.
I've nice never, linen. Ever, yeah. ever even slept on a linen sheet.
Yeah, it keeps you really cool.
Oh,
and
I
mean,
it.
They just get better and better over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
where
I
can you get, I mean, when I'm thinking linen, I'm thinking like nubby. No.
Well, I mean, there's different types of linen, and I collect a lot of vintage and antique linen, so I can tell you there's quite a bit of difference in linens, especially in the vintage ones. So there's certainly some linen that's very rough texture. Those would be that would be a homespun linen.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are much finer weave. Yeah, they're not a weave, but there's a finer kind of linen that's looks much more like cotton that you can get. So there's definitely different. I don't know what to call it, but there's textures, you know, that you can get.
Is there
in the
a source sheet. You have for that you could put on the show notes?
Yes.
Actually, I'd be very interested in that.
Well,
can you get a fitted sheet and a top sheet in
oh,
in
yeah,
linen?
Yeah. There's
yes,
a company
yes.
that I am just so enamored of. It's called Bellanote.
I love
Bellanote
their things.
Linens.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're beautiful.
Oh, stunning. I mean, even just, you know, it's visually so sumptuous mm-hmm. to just go on their website, even if you're not going to buy anything. They have just, they style the most beautiful beds, and
oh
the colors are
they're
so
gorgeous.
Stunning. They're mm-hmm. they're pales, usually, like grays mm-hmm. and blushes and whites.
Gorgeous.
And, but the way that the linen is dyed, it's so beautiful. So, and they sell to specialty stores all mm-hmm. over the country.
Oh,
so you
they're so well known in my
you
circle.
Girls are costing
are
me
they?
So
yeah.
much money. I'm finding out about all these fabulous things.
Oh,
and
but
I,
no, they have an outlet. They have an outlet, and that's how you can buy it
where,
online.
Where, in California? There's not one near me, I don't think.
No, online.
Online,
oh,
get out.
No, oh, I am just the outlet queen.
BellanoteLinensOutlet.com. I'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and I have
do.
To say, I am the linen queen. Yvonne may be the pillow queen, but I'm the linen queen. I
you
love
know, I may give you a run for your money if I like these
because
I need them.
Yes, but I mean, I love the linen sheets. I love linen on slip covers. I love linen clothes. I mean, I just, that is my very favorite fabric to work with anytime I'm making any kind of pillows or anything. There's just, and curtains too, but there's just
mm-hmm.
something about that linen fabric. It has a certain way that it lies that you cannot
oh.
get unless it's linen. There, it just has a very distinctive look. I mean, I can see it. I can recognize it from across the room.
You so don't mind the wrinkles in it. I mean, see, I like everything linen except clothes. They look great the minute you put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And then because it's so humid in the summer, I look like a big wrinkled mess.
Well, clothes are a little different. I think they can look kind of messy when you're wearing them. But
mm-hmm.
for bedding, the wrinkles are kind of part of how you know it's real linen.
Yeah. And I wouldn't mind it for that.
And see, here's, and a lot of it is the wrinkles are kind of desired. And when I make linen,
I love that wrinkles are desired. Can we say that again?
How many things in the world wrinkles are desired?
They are preferable. And when I make linen, anything with a linen ruffle, I actually make the ruffle with the unwashed linen, and then I wash it after I've made the ruffle. And the way it wrinkles together,
it's just beautiful. It wrinkles, I'm thinking it's going to shrink.
Well, it does a little bit, but the look is just stunning. It is. That's the way I'd made my bedspread.
Your bedspread is so beautiful.
Let's talk about that.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So who does bed skirts or / dust ruffles?
Me. Yeah, go ahead.
Depends. Bed skirts, yes. I mean, dust ruffles, you know, yes. Mm-hmm. Depending. If I need to hide something under the bed, or, you know, bodies. It doesn't have, mm-hmm. I mean, if the bed lends itself to being plain, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But we have a bed that has it has a wooden frame, like a wooden plank, right below, mm-hmm. on the outside, but right below sort of the mattress. Mm-hmm. So you sort of can't see the bottom of the mattress. Right. And instead of putting a bed skirt on it, because you talk about, it's so hard to get a bed skirt on. I mean, I have an easy way to put them on, but it takes two people. Mm-hmm. But what I did is got big tension rods, and I just sewed, like, it looks like a mini curtain, like a cafe curtain.
Oh, like you're gonna have a puppet show?
Yeah, exactly. And I did it, and I made the bed skirt.
You can do that with Anderson. You can slide under the bed. You
got here comes Grammy.
You have a puppet
but
show.
But Gigi, please.
Gigi.
So I just make like a little pocket at the top and a hem at the bottom, and then I just slip it on.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then when I want to wash it, I take the tension rod off, pull it off, throw it in the wash. You can iron it straight, and then you just gather it on the tension rod.
Okay,
and you do that around the three. You do it around the two sides and the bottom of your bed.
You're so clever.
Then there has to be enough wood sticking out where the tension rod can.
The tension rod fits up under the yes, and a lot of beds do.
Yeah, a lot of
you'd be surprised.
Well, let me tell you something again about Bella Notte, which I noticed, and I didn't get this because I already have a linen bed skirt that is perfectly fabulous, and you know I didn't need to buy another one. But they have removable panels.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
They Velcro, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice. Wonderful.
Right, because it always takes two people to move a king mattress to put something in this, and that
true.
Is one of Peter's least favorite things to do.
Yes, so, I get eye rolls here when there's bed
eye rolls,
moving.
Eye rolls. Yes. Sometimes I get an audible eye roll. So yeah. The important thing about your bed skirt is that it's long enough. You don't want it to be too short.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't look so good. And if you're going to have things under there, maybe you're going to have a thin box with sweaters or something that you keep under your bed, you don't want to have it too thin because you don't want to be able to see. So the thickness might count too.
Well, yes. I love having that bed skirt on. It just kind of softens the bed. And I do have a bedspread that covers the dust ruffle when the bed is made, but you know your bed's not always made. Sometimes
Anita, you made that beautiful bedspread, right?
I did.
Oh, we'll have it in the show notes. But Anita, tell us about this bedspread because it's my favorite bedspread ever.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's flat on the top. I think I'd call it a long drop bedspread. Mm-hmm. So it's flat on the top, but basically there's a ruffle that goes from the top of the mattress all the way to the floor. And
it's linen, right?
It's all, I just work in linen. That's it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, after that slipcover situation with the synthetic fabric.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's a podcast for blenders, right?
Right, and I've made several of these bedspreads. I did it in toile for my daughter's bed, so I've made them for a couple of beds. And sometimes, and then I made it for our day bed that was on the back porch too. So
mm-hmm.
I made this.
Oh, that's so pretty too.
Several times. But then for the bedding, I have a roll. I bought this, speaking of antiques, I bought this antique French bedspread that's embroidered and it's just stunning. It's just quite a work of art. And my plan was to make it into a duvet cover to fold up and put just at the foot of the bed over that bedspread that I made. When I got that fabric out, I just love old things, and I got my scissors out, and I could not make myself cut it because it's a work of art. Yeah. And somebody made this, and I just, so what I ended up doing, which anyone can do, is I have a very fluffy duvet at the foot of my bed, a white duvet, and I just wrapped it in this linen antique French bedspread.
Oh, how pretty. Yeah.
And so you don't really tell that it's mm-hmm. not a covered duvet. And so you just don't notice. But you can see all of that beautiful embroidery work on the top of it.
Well, I love that. I love that. And I feel the same way. I mean, just to think of all, you know, the people that touched that fabric and that the woman who made it and then, you know, what she was using it for. Maybe it was a wedding gift or something. Mm-hmm. I just, I get so caught up in the romance of old things. Oh, I just love it.
And then
I have a white, just one. I got it from a friend who sent it to me, a blogging friend, years and years and years ago, a white antique French bed sheet. Mm-hmm. And it's got that gorgeous big white embroidered monogram.
They're beautiful.
At the top of the sheet. Oh, and it's a little heavy, but mm-hmm. And I love it. It's cotton. I'm sure it's not linen.
Oh, no, I bet it is linen. I have a collection of those.
And well, it doesn't feel like a linen. Maybe it is linen because it's my favorite one. Mm, it's my absolute favorite one to sleep under.
They usually are linen. But that's what I'm telling you. There's different.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Mm-hmm. But they're just beautiful. And if you get one of these and they're torn, go ahead and get it. And then you can take that monogram and make it, you know, for a pillow cover or something. Because they're works of art. They really are.
Well, how do you layer your beds? Do you layer beds?
Yes.
Like with mm-hmm. you know, your bed. How do you do that? I mean, I sort of have a formula, but how do you do it?
I found this interesting when I was reading, doing a little background info on creating my bedding look for the house. And do you know that duvets in Europe are, and for anybody who doesn't know, a duvet is, you know, like a comforter, but it's the soft quilt inside, and then you have the duvet cover that mm-hmm. normally goes on with buttons or you can tie mm-hmm. it on. Mm-hmm. So duvets were really used not only as a blanket, but a top sheet too.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't, you know, we here in my house, and I'm guessing a lot of people in the U.S. don't use it that way. So, we have a lot of layers. We have the bottom sheet. We have the top sheet.
That's right.
At this point, we have a couple of blankets of differing weights. Mm-hmm. Then we have the duvet on top of it. Then I've got something at the bottom.
Well, since we're in Texas where it's so hot, my blanket is it's a linen blanket, and it's perfect for here. It's very lightweight.
I'm going to have to look into this linen.
It's pure white and it's beautiful. Ooh, and fringed on the edges. I just love it.
I layer. I have a bottom sheet, a top sheet, and like I said, we just run hot. And I keep a matelassé quilt. Every bed of mine in my whole house has a white matelassé, very thin, quilt as a bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love it.
First of all, because when I have a lot of company, our house is like a hotel, so I don't want people to sleep on a bedspread somebody else has slept on. So I mm-hmm. can throw that in the washer and the dryer, and it comes out more beautiful every time.
Oh, well, you know what I did at the girls at the farm is I ended up just, I had matelassé quilts, and I just took them all off. And actually what I did was a sheet, a footed sheet, a blanket, and then a sheet on top that I use as a bedspread. And they're antique sheets that I just wash.
That's almost like a hotel look.
Yes. I did the folded mm-hmm. Duvet at the foot.
I just had seen something about, there's a specific company, we won't say who. I love the way their duvets look with their duvet covers in the catalog. And I just read something that they said they stuff them with two.
Oh, I do that. And I learned that from working at a furniture store.
Yeah,
I do.
Now I'm doing that, especially mm-hmm. in my guest rooms that aren't being used. I mean, literally, it would be way too heavy on me, you know, mm-hmm. to put that on me.
It is heavy, but people say, wow, what kind of a duvet is that? And I'm saying, there's two in there.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And so if you have a guest room bed that you're not using a lot, or just put two duvets in it, and mm-hmm. it looks, that's what I do. It looks
so
stunning.
So fluffy. So
yummy.
Fluffy.
Yes, yes.
Yummy.
And then I love the down filled ones.
Easy to make a duvet, you know, if you're just, even from sheets, right? I mean, you could just make a duvet from a cover. Whatever size sheets from mm-hmm. the beds.
The duvet cover you're talking about.
Yeah, the cover. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes, the cover. Yeah.
You really could. Yeah, beautiful.
What do you think about those sheets, those like the whole sheet comforter sets? How do you feel about those?
I'm interested in those, actually. The kind that zip?
No,
is that
like
what
you're the kind
about?
That just like is all matchy-matchy.
Oh, no, oh, no, no. I thought, because there is a duvet that has the top sheet on it.
I know
it.
What you're talking about. It's kind of for kids' beds.
No, I've seen it for adults that you can zip, and I think, wow, right. That's pretty ingenious.
Oh, yeah, but okay. I'm not doing that.
I haven't heard of that, no.
I'm not doing the zipper bed.
And you're talking about things that, like sets that
like
the
bed,
pillow
bed in the
sham
bag,
and the and everything is all, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, unless you're going to college, like there's no need for that. Yeah. No need.
Mm-mm. And what about pillows? How many decorative pillows do you put on your bed?
I'm trying to limit.
Are you trying to limit?
Yeah. I have some. But my pillows I have are Bellinote, and they are gorgeous.
Okay. I'm going to have, because, you know, we're redoing our master bedroom this spring. So, I'll definitely have to look into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about real? I know we're getting close to, wrapping it up.
Just a few more minutes.
Can we talk about, I wish we were all like sitting in our pajamas on our bed talking.
Yeah,
yes,
really.
I know. That would be better.
Pajama party.
Let's just pretend that's what we're doing. What about the actual sleeping pillows? I have no luck with actual sleeping pillows.
Oh.
You know, it seems to me no matter how much I pay, or then I say, well, I just paid that much and it's not so great anyway.
It is such
a
personal preference.
Oh, mine has to be down. Mine has to be down. And
oh, I don't usually, like down.
You're kidding. I can't sleep.
No.
It has to be down. Mm-mm.
They get too smushy.
I squish them together.
I know.
You just kind of squish them into a ball, and they're just
mm-hmm.
right. You kind of form them into the way you want them, and they form, yes. But the foam ones, you can't do that with. I can't do the foam.
Well, I want to get, I do have a, I don't know what it's even made out of. It's not fiberfill. It's made out of something
like
else.
A memory foam. I've noticed they started making
My husband sleeps
foam.
On that, and he loves it.
Okay.
It's a little too hard for me. I think it's like sleeping on a rock.
Well,
but, you know,
like the temper. What are the?
Yeah, the temper. It's almost like a Tempur-Pedic material.
Okay, Peter had something wrong with his neck, really bad, muscle pulled or
mm-hmm.
something for a while, and I thought, I'm gonna get him one of these pillows. And we called it the curb. It was like you were laying in the road.
Like a rock.
On the curb.
The curb.
And I was like, just try it. And he's like, I'm going to try the curb for a week. But if it doesn't get any better.
Did it help his neck?
No.
Oh,
and he didn't.
No.
And he couldn't sleep because he was sleeping on the curb.
Oh,
well,
no.
You know, and pillows are just such a personal thing. I've gone through so many to find like the right one.
Well,
and
I guess I just
my
have
kids,
to keep
of course,
my quest up. For that.
Yeah. My kids are grown, and but I buy their pillows, and they take them home because they like them. So I was like, wait a minute, who took that pillow, you know?
Mommy's
going back to the store and buying more.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, layering beds, we really need to spend a whole nother podcast just on how to decorate your bed.
That's a good idea. Let's do that. Much to cover today on the real basics, the foundational bits of your bed. So let's get that in the schedule, and we'll put all our ideas and thoughts in the show notes for all of you.
Yeah, a lot of mm-hmm. tips and a lot of things I've not even heard of. I'm excited.
Oh,
yeah,
me too.
Well,
girls,
I hope everyone enjoyed today. I hope we didn't put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Hope you
or maybe that would be
tonight.
A good thing. Yes. And we have to go, and I just hate to go because there's so much else we could say, but we just want you to know that we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.